I'm Bird, your host of Shedding Light, and it's the day before a big election here in America, and we have the director of Free Speech TV on the line, Don Rojas. Don, are you there?
Yes. How are you doing, Bird?
I'm doing really good.
It's great to be back talking with you, and hello to all your listeners out there.
Yeah, it's great to have you back on the air, too, Don. We tried to get some folks here in the Bay Area, but I guess everybody's just too busy getting ready for this big election tomorrow. We want to let all the folks know that on Free Speech TV tomorrow, there'll be wall-to-wall coverage starting at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's 5 o'clock West Coast time.
Right.
And you guys are going to be covering it in depth. Now, for those of folks that might be listening, don't know about Free Speech TV. Don, can you give them a little rundown of what Free Speech TV is?
Sure.
And what you do?
Free Speech TV is the only 24/7 progressive television network in the country, and we broadcast on two satellite channels: Dish Network on channel 9415, and also on DirecTV. Channel 348, and of course we also stream online at freespeech.org is our website address. And we're going to be, as you said, bringing the nation, actually, 6 hours of live election night coverage beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, starting off in New York City, and our hosts in New York will be Amy Goodman and Laura Flanders. They'll be joined by Michael Moore and Cornel West and a number of other outstanding guests.
That's a pretty powerful lineup, Don.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a real. That's a real alternative to what we get in the mainstream media, don't you think?
That's exactly what we are trying to do: is to provide an alternative, a progressive perspective on the coverage, and we're going to do that with both our guests and our anchors, our hosts. So in Washington, D.C., for example, we're going to have Tom Hartman, who is one of the top progressive talk show hosts in the country. He and Mark Steiner will be hosting out of Bus Boys and Poets, which is one of the most popular cafes, watering holes, you might say, in the Washington, D.C. area. So that's going to be out in a live setting, we'll allow the patrons of Bus Boys and Poets to participate in the broadcast, ask the host questions and make comments of their own, and then we're going to switch from there to Denver, where we are headquartered. Free Speech TV is in Denver, Colorado, and we have a bunch of fantastic guests also lined up here in Denver. So it's going to be a great 6 hours of broadcasting, both on television and also live on the web.
Mm-hmm. It will be live on your website, then.
Yes, it will be live on our website. It will also be live on a number of other progressive websites that are partnering with us: Mother Jones, The Nation magazine, the U.S. Social Forum, and on and on.
Oh, that's great! That's
25 major sites around the country that are going to embed our player. So if you don't have access to Free Speech TV, either on Dish or DirecTV, you can watch our coverage on the web.
That is great. You're listening to Don Rojas, the director of Free Speech TV. And if anybody listening to this broadcast hasn't seen Free Speech TV yet, I suggest you get straight to it. And they're at freespeech.org on the internet. Or like Don said, you can catch them on, if you have DirecTV or Dish TV, you can get them on there as well. And Free Speech TV not only has a great news every day from Democracy Now! And Amy Goodman, Tom Hartman, and several other guests, but they have the largest collection of social justice documentaries for your free perusal. You can go on the internet and see these documentaries in their entirety. And Don, one thing I saw on Free Speech TV right after the Iraq War started,
yes,
was we saw film footage of Fallujah being attacked by,
right,
the U.S. Marines,
right,
and it was pretty wild stuff, because
it's the kind of footage that you would not see on commercial network television.
Not at all. Not at all. We got to see a point of view that isn't shown in the United States. And Don, just briefly, let the folks know about you. How did you come to Free Speech TV and what's your background?
Well, I've been a journalist and a communicator for over 40 years. I worked in the newspaper business as an editor on the East Coast. I was also a manager of a major radio station in New York City. I started the first communications department at the NAACP, the National NAACP in Baltimore, Maryland.
Hmm.
I have written and edited several books. So I've been in the media business for a couple of generations. So you could consider me a veteran of alternative media. And now I'm the executive director and CEO here at Free Speech TV in Denver, and just having a blast. And we are pushing the envelope here at Free Speech TV in many, many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow night is, of course, just one more example of us doing some things that have not been done before in terms of progressive media. This is a real partnership we've been able to pull together, a collaboration between Free Speech TV, Democracy Now!, Grit TV, The Nation Magazine, Mother Jones Magazine, and several other progressive media entities. So we are very, very happy that this kind of collaboration is going to actually manifest itself in our broadcast tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, right after 9/11, I remember thinking to myself, I found KPFA. I knew about that because they're out here in the Bay Area. We had the Pacifica Network. We had radio.
But I worked for Pacifica in New York. I was the manager of the Pacifica station in New York, WBAI, for 3 years.
Oh, okay. So you're totally familiar with it.
Yeah, I know KPFA very well.
And what struck me was I thought to myself right after 9/11, I was just aching for more information. I thought, why don't the progressive side of the United States, why don't we have TV? And little did I know, Free Speech TV had started already, but it wasn't that well known yet. And I guess in the last 4 or 5 years, it's really exploded, huh?
Yes, it has. It has. And it continues to grow at a rapid pace. And we are very, very pleased at the reception that we've been getting across the country, especially since we launched on DirecTV about 5-6 months ago. That has given us access to millions of more homes across the country. So we are now getting progressive television via satellite TV into over 35 million homes across the United States, and that's just going to continue to grow.
Yeah, that is one thing we didn't mention. You did just get on DirecTV, so if folks have DirecTV as well, you don't have to have just the dish or just the DirecTV too,
right?
If they have DirecTV as well, but they can get a lot of it off the internet at freespeech.org too. Correct?
That's correct. That's correct. A lot of it in real time, and a lot of it archived material that you can access on demand.
Mm-hmm.
So our site is, really quite. Our whole media operation is sort of multimedia, and we're trying to use all of the cutting edge tools offered by the internet, as well as HDTV, and all of the media is eventually going to morph into and converge into an internet platform, and we are preparing ourselves for that eventuality down the road.
Now, and the fact that you mentioned you had worked in the media business for the last 30-40 years.
Yes.
Can you kind of speak to and compare the difference between commercial media and how it's constrained, and the kind of media, the kind of alternative media that free speech is? It only depends on, you only get your funding from folks who watch you, not from any corporations, not from any government grants.
That's right.
And so you're not beholden to anybody but your viewers. How is it different, and how has it freed you up?
Well, it certainly gives us much more freedom of speech. We don't have to be looking over our shoulder at a corporate advertiser or a government agency that we've taken a grant from or anything of the sort. We are as we love to say, we are powered by our viewers.
Yeah.
And over 80% of our budget comes directly from viewer support. from $5 contributions to $5,000 contributions and everything in between. And that gives us the freedom and the flexibility to speak truth to power, as you said earlier, and also to offer a platform for voices and perspectives that don't often get seen or heard on corporate media. So we think we provide a very important public service by offering our TV platform and our web platform to alternative voices, to grassroots organizations, to activists, to community organizers, and to people that are doing great work at the local level, but don't often get recognized by the big corporate media.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys are still doing it. I don't get a chance to watch it as much as I used to, but you used to have a segment where viewers had called in and left messages.
Right.
And what you would play is you would play the good ones and the critical ones.
Right.
And I always loved
that
about you guys.
That's what free speech is all about.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We take it literally. I mean, you're free to express your views. It's a constitutional right. And sometimes we don't always agree with our callers, but, you know, we provide them with a platform to sound off. And we're going to do that again tomorrow night. In fact, viewers can call an 800 number and they can leave, make a comment or leave a message or an observation, and we will actually record their telephone message and put it on our website.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're also inviting folks who have the ability to make their own videos that they can upload their election night videos or election day videos to our YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
Free Speech TV, yeah.
So they can get all that off the website?
Yeah, they can get all that off the website.
That's freespeech.org.
Right.
And we've been talking to Don Rojas, the Executive Director and CEO of Free Speech TV. Don, I tell you, I know you're a busy guy. I can't keep you too long. But, man, you're doing great work. It must make you feel great to be a part of this great thing.
It really does. It's very rewarding after being so many years in this business. And I have a great young crew on staff, and everyone's enthusiastic. So we look forward to having a lot of your listeners join us tomorrow night, if not on TV, but certainly on our website.
Definitely, freespeech.org. Don, thank you so much for your time, and let's stay in touch, okay?
We certainly will. Thank you, Bert. All the best.
Keep up the great work, and same to you.
Thank you, bro.
All right. Thank you. That's Don Rojas from Free Speech TV, and if you haven't checked it out, please do immediately.